Good vach. I hope you had a wonderful Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Mori, our Rav Hillel B'Meir Yechel Mechel, our reigning Kaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zechrono Lebracha. We are once again in Sefer Zechariah. Today we're going to learn the fourth parak of Zechariah. And within this fourth parak of Zechariah, we find ourselves in the middle of the famous Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah, which is also the famous Haftorah for Shabbos Parshas B'ha'alosecha. And of course, if it's Chanukah, we're going to talk about the menorah. Vayashav HaMalach HaDover Bi. So Zechariah is in this middle of this Nevuah, where he saw Yoshua wearing the Begadim Tzoim, and now the Malach that spoke with him returned. And so he woke me up like a person who gets woken up from his sleep. Now that's not a usual way. Usually Zechariah says, I looked up, right? This understanding of Vayirani seems to suggest, as the Radak, that Zechariah wouldn't have perceived this vision without the assistance of the Malach. Vayomer Eli Ma Toroeh. So he says to me, what are you looking at? What do you see? So Zechariah says, Va'omar, Ra'isi v'neim en aras ahav kulo v'gula rosha, v'shiva ne'rosa aleha. I see a menorah I see a menorah of gold with a bowl on its top. Now I see Shiva Nerosa Allah, it's got seven branches. Shiva v'shiva mutakosla ne'rosa she'al rosha. And I see that there's a menorah of all gold with a bowl on its top. It has seven lamps, and each of the lamps are on its top, has seven pipes. And by the way, there are two olive trees next to it, one on the right of the bowl and one on the left, very similar to the crest of the state of Israel, right? There is a situation here of the menorah with the two olive branches. So I asked the Malach, who said, what are these things, right? He saw the olives being crushed in the golden flasks as part of a press, and then he saw the oil flow into the bowl on top of the menorah and trickle down the lamps, and so he said, what's this spontaneous nevuah all about? And Bayana Malach Adover be Vayomer Eli Alo Yadata Ma'ila Eila Vayomer Lo Adoni. So the Malach says, you know what it is. You know the symbolic significance of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. And so therefore, the Malach assumes Zechariah already understood it. So that's at least the way Das Mikra understands it. And Zechariah says, look, I may understand the esoteric meaning of menorah. I don't understand what it's doing over here. Why am I studying this over here? So the Malach says, what do you mean? Vayan vayomer elai lemor, zeh devar Hashem el Zerubbabel lemor. This is what Hashem said to Zerubbabel. Lo b'chayil, v'lo b'koach, kim beruchi amar Hashem tzivakos. Hashem said that not by might or power, but only by my spirit, says Hashem tzivakos. Just as in the vision, the oil spontaneously gets produced without human involvement, the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash, of any of the Beis HaMikdashes, will not be achieved through military struggle. It will only be rebuilt when Hashem wants it to happen. That's the way it goes. And the Mitzvah David says that this could be a reference to Yemos HaMashiach, when the nations accept Mashiach as their ruler. Just like oil gets produced without effort, the nation's subservience will be brought about by divine intervention, not through the koach of the military. Miata. Who are you, O great mountain? This is a reference to Sanballat and those who are going to try to hold up the process of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Who are you to stand in the way of Zerubbabel? Turn the to level ground, and he'll produce that precious stone and cheers of Chen Chen to see how beautiful the Beis HaMikdash is. They're going to be so impressed by it. And that's the way it's going to be. So that's the end of the way the Haftorah ends for Shabbos Chanukah. But that's not the end of the parak over here. And the parak continues. Vayidvar Hashem Elai Lemor. So Hashem spoke to Zechariah again, and he says, Yidei Zerubbabel Yizdu Abayas Hazeh. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash. in the days of Shesh Basar, and that's the way we see it in Sefer Ezra. And you should just understand the Adav Teva Atzena, and his hands are going to complete it. In other words, Zerubbabel is going to oversee the construction of the second Beis Hamikdash. According to the Malbim, who keeps interpreting this entire Nevuah as a reference to Lost Lavo of the future, we're going to see Mashiach, who's going to come from the descendants of Zerubbabel, he'll oversee the construction of the third Beis Hamikdash. And by the way, Kimi Baz Liyom Ketanos V'samchu V'roa Sa'eben Abdiyo B'yad Zerubbabel Sheva Eila whoever turned away the day as being insignificant, in other words, the day the spiritually unimposing building was begun, right? Those who saw that it wasn't significant, they're gonna rejoice when they see the plum weight in Zerubbabel's hands. In other words, they're gonna see something going on over here. And those seven are the eyes of Hashem roving over all the earth. Those the seven eyes that were engraved are going to be, they're going to be excited seven times over when they see the plum weight in Zerubbabel's hand in the time of the Geula. They're going to see Hashem's hand that in the process, and they're going to be very excited to know that Hashem is behind the project. Va'an va'omer va'omar elav mashne azisim a'ilal yaminam na'arval smola. So then I asked him, but why do I have those two olive trees, those branches on the left and the right of the menorah? I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the one to churn up the situation and construct the Beis HaMikdash, but what's with the olives, right? So, right? He answered me back and he says, you know what those are. I don't know what they are. He said, they're the two anointed ones who take care of the Adon Kol Haaretz. They stand around. They're the Kohen Gadol and the Melech Yisrael, who are inaugurated by having Sheven HaMishcha poured on their heads, says Rashi. Specifically, it's a reference to Zerubbabel and Yoshua, Kohen Gadol, or Mashiach and the Kohen Tzedek, that are going to be there, and they're ready to fulfill Hashem's every command in that regard. Radak here comments and says that the answer to Zechariah's question concerning the symbolic meaning of the two olive trees and the flasks is as follows. The two olive trees allude to Zerubbabel and Yoshua Kohen Gadol, and the clusters of olives symbolize their actions, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. The two golden flasks represent Ezra and Nehemiah, who will follow Zerubbabel and Yoshua as the leaders of Am Yisrael, and the menorah symbolizes the bracha that Am Yisrael will enjoy due to the efforts of these four leaders who step up to the plate. This is the nevuah of the menorah that plays such a major role in our celebration of Hanukkah, unsurprisingly. And we will continue when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day and week.